We continue with Mishnah Berurah Midyom Hilchos Tefilas Ibn Pei Tesef Gimel. The Mechaber continues. Other items one is not allowed to do before Shacharis. V'lo lecho v'lo lishdos. One should not eat or drink before davening. The Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons in the Gemara why you are not supposed to eat or drink before davening. One is because the pasuk says Osi Shlachta Achar Gavecha, which means that eating before davening is a sort of gaiva. Even eating before being mekabel ol malchus shamayim is a form of gaiva, of haughtiness. And the second pasuk is lo tochlu al adam, which should not eat on the blood. And the Gemara makes a drasha, lo tochlu kodem shetispal al dimchem, one should not eat before you daven for your blood. And the Ber Halacha brings a potential nafkamina between these two reasons, that according to the reason of Gaiva, then just saying Kriyashma would be good enough to eat afterwards, whereas according to Lotochul al Adam, even saying Kriyashma would not be enough, you'd have to damash one eser first before you could eat, and therefore the Ber Halacha says that the person who is allowed to eat before davening for refuah purposes, it is probably better for them to say Kriyashma, but we'll get more into that shortly. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that even tasting something is prohibited before davening. The Mechaber continues, Aval mayim mutar lishtos kodem tefila, but drinking water before davening is permissible. One more point regarding this prohibition is a machlokas, whether the prohibition is a doraisa, because we have the psukim, or it's a dorabanan, and the psukim are just asmachta ba'alma. So water, says the Mechaber, is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says, because there's no gaiva when it comes to water. And the Mishnah Berurah says that not only is water permissible, but tea and coffee are also permissible to drink before Shacharis, in order so that one is able to daven with focus, because sometimes people need tea and coffee in the morning to help them focus in davening, so that is permissible as well. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that this is different than the heter of water. The heter of water is because it's not gaiva, whereas the heter of tea and coffee is because it helps you focus more. However, there are other poskim who explain that the heter of tea and coffee is also because that is not considered gaiva, such drinks. And then it's a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah whether one is allowed to have it with milk and with sugar, etc. Nowadays, most poskim say that milk and sugar is permissible because that's just the way that people drink their coffee. It's not because it's gaiva. Rather, that is just to make the coffee taste better. So that's why, according to most, drinking coffee and tea before davening is okay, even with the milk and sugar. The Mechaber continues, Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos yom tov, whether it's during the week or on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat before davening except water. V'chein achal mashkim l'refuah mutter, and eating or drinking for refuah purposes, if someone is sick, for refuah purposes is also permissible. So why does he need to list Shabbos specifically? The Mishnah Berurah says, because one might have thought that since you make kiddush on Shabbos, maybe the iser wouldn't apply, says the Mishnah Berurah. No, before davening, this iser exists, and there's no iser. There's no chiyuv of kiddush, and then once you daven musaf, then the chiyuv of kiddush kicks in, and you can't eat without making kiddush first. The reason that food and drink is permissible for refuah is because there's no gaiva involved there, because you're doing it for health purposes. And says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're not a chola gomer, it's still permissible, and of course it's permissible to eat or drink before, to take medicine for refuah, even if it's not actual food. However, there's a chilek that is brought in the poskim. Medicine itself, you would not need to recite kriyashma before taking, but if you're eating food, even if it's for health purposes, it's actual food, then many poskim say you would need to say kriyashma beforehand. Vitamins would probably fall into the category of medicine that you'd be allowed to take in order to strengthen yourself, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. You would not need to say kriyashma before, but foods which are eating for refuah purposes, one should say kriyashma beforehand. The Chayyadim even suggests that someone who needs to eat because they are weak, then it is better for them to daven at home and then eat and then go to shul and hear Kedusha, etc., Bitzibor, instead of eating before davening and going to daven Bitzibor. So if one needs to eat at home, they should at least say Kriyashma, potentially even daven the entire davening, depending on how much they are actually eating. So anyone that is eating before davening, it is best for them to at least recite Berachos HaTorah and Kriyashma beforehand. However, it would appear that when it comes to the drinking of the water and the coffee, etc., these things would not be required. However, even Rav Avadya Yosef suggests that maybe a Rav Chaim de Milsa, one should say Kriyashma beforehand anytime they are eating or drinking. Someone who's really hungry or really thirsty, they are like a chola, and therefore, if they are able to focus, they should daven vimlav. If they can't focus, then they're allowed to eat or drink before in order to help themselves focus. Once again, we said earlier, coffee and tea is permissible for everyone. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like over here, since you're eating food to help yourself focus more, maybe it will be different, and that's why we need a special heter, and that's why, potentially, you would need to say Kriya Shema beforehand in this case, even though when it comes to the coffee and tea and the water, you would not need to say Kriya Shema beforehand.